Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Anne. Hi, and welcome to my show, Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Anne. Today's call-in number is 917-889-2995, and today is May 3rd, 2017, and welcome, everyone. I had connections today with the Guardian Angels, and they gave me two things to tell you. Is I was guided today to do an angel word of the day, which is flow. From this charged energy of experience, build your wisdom muscle. Creativity and in the moment shows the maturity of a well. Angelic harp of music that plays and plays endlessly around you. Fly like a bird and let the song move you and play your everlasting song for always. Love your angels. Hi, if you're just tuning in, this is Anne, host of Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Anne. You can visit me on my website at connectwithyourguardianangelwithanne.com. You can also visit me at my angel store for when I'm not on the air. I also do magical, holy, sacred connections. And also I post there angel messages of the new day, which is hallelujah. All angels sing an eternal song of love, joy, peace, happiness around the globe of the entire universe. Peace to all. We are constant with fervor on the hum of music energy. So fasten your seatbelts. Only the high, powerful energy is beating throughout the entire Earth's energy system with powerful healing light, Archangel Raphael, burning high energy fierce of oranges and bluish Archangel Michael. The orange I call is gold, which is Archangel Uriel, clearing the way, all-powerful with the hand of the Father. Hi, and welcome to Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Anne. I'm Anne, and I'm your host today. And I'm often asked, who is your guardian angel? And there's many things I can say about it. They are celestial, pure white light beings who are born with you and are with you 24/7 to protect, guide, and help you. They also are, as I was told too, is the Father's heart. I would love to hear from you. Any angel stories you have, or just beautiful miracle stories, you can visit me on my Facebook page, which is Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Anne. You can post it there. You can call in here, which the number is 917-889-2995. And also, I'm on Twitter. I tweet angel messages there. I also post my angelic openings that I have throughout the week when I'm not on the air. Take your guardian angel there and give you your angel's name and maybe an angel message that they may have for you that you need to hear right away. But if you have a story or if you just want to call in and speak to me, I would love to hear your angel stories or how much you love angels as much as I love angels. If you are just tuning in, this is Anne. I'm host of Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Anne. And I had an angel message of hallelujah that I already went over, but if you missed it, you can tune in to the beginning of the show. The messages that come to me, if I'm live on air now, you receive blessings as and when you can repeat them. I have many shows here where you can receive the blessings as if we were talking live now. And I also was guided to do an angel word of the day, which is flow, and it was very powerful. So check out the beginning of my show. And all this is also posted on my page, blogtalkradio.com/angelgirlanne, and also on my website, connectwiththegardenangelwithanne.com. Now we're going to a guided meditation on how to connect with your guardian angel. It's more important than ever. My angels tell me that we connect and spend time with ourselves and our angel. We're all born with an angel, and they're with us all the time. You may not feel or hear or see them, but they are there. Usually you can feel an angel if you sit down and like close your eyes and just think of angel, the word angel, and just visualize these beautiful, magnificent wings as only we can interpret it that way, because your angel can be anything to you, beautiful white light, gold light, blue light, green light, pink light, all the colors of the spectrum, rainbow colors. These are just beautiful, pure light energies that are directly streaming from God's love for us and his heart. The Creator, the Father who loves us all, is always over us, watching us. So, take a moment each day to sit down, stand up, walk, do your walking meditation with an angel, anything. Go to a house of worship, anywhere where you can find quiet. I sometimes, when I'm not at my house, if I'm in my car, or there's always peace and quiet there, little gardens that are anywhere. Angels can help you find places like that. Just put the intention out, and it's pure. If you just sit and speak, your angel hears your heart, carries it to the Father, and they do everything in their power that they can create for you magically, spiritually. You can feel warmth in your heart if you know when there's an angel nearby. Smell beautiful flowers. I have beautiful flowers around me, right now. I have this beautiful azalea bush, and it's all pink. And pink is Archangel Shemuel, with the love. And you can ask Archangel Shemuel to help you find lost items or anything. If you feel lost and need to find your way back to the Heavenly Father, or any kind of prayer, just think of love and your angel. So what you do is light a candle. Make sure you have some water to, if you become thirsty, drink tea, hot tea, any beverage is good. And just relax. Close your eyes, visualize this as I speak, close your eyes, take a deep breath in, and visualize pinkness going in at the breath. Hold it for a moment. Exhale, release all your worries. Take another deep breath in. Guardian angel comes in you. Hold that for a moment and exhale. You may feel some tingling, goosebumps. You may hear a low vibration of like a melody, smell an aroma, like a rose. Any fragrance is a sign of an angel or a loved one. Also, if you close your eyes and you start seeing like sparkles, that's another sign. Some may feel actual like a brush of a wing on your cheek, or you may feel a hand on your shoulder. Don't be startled. That's your angel coming in and wanting to connect with you on that beautiful love energy that you just opened up. So just concentrate on your breathing, taking a deep breath in, visualizing pinkness. And here is just where you can just be and just be and settle in with your guardian angel. Here you can just relax. If you have questions or just want a message, just or if you're maybe looking for just peace and want to feel some comfort and just a relief from the everyday life, just imagine your angel there sitting across from you, next to you, standing in front of you, and just ask for anything here, love, comfort, new ideas. If you're looking for new ideas to, make yourself a better person, and you want to, you need fresh ideas on a talent that you want to work on, your angel is here to listen. And you can stay here as long as you want. 3 minutes a day is good. 1 minute a day. Once you come out of this meditation of connecting with your angel, you'll feel less of an energy when things start coming in. Like if you're like just taking a 5 minute break for like lunch or a break from your day, just think of this moment that we're spending here right now. Take a deep breath in, exhale. Thank you, angels, for visiting us tonight and today and always. Thank you for being with us here tonight. I'm ready here to receive blessings and love and protection and guidance throughout my day. Thank you. And that's basically it. This is what they taught me. Hi, and hello, and welcome to Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Ann. I'm Ann, and today's angel message was hallelujah, and today's angel word was flow. And if you are just tuning in, you can listen to the show from the beginning, and I'm going to be taking some calls right now with the number to call in is 917-889-2995. If anyone has a story they want to share or just want to talk about angels, I would love to hear from you. You can also connect with me on my Facebook, Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Ann. And all of that, I have links on my website, blogtalkradio.com/angelgirlann. And also you can go to my website, which is connectwithyourguardianangelwithann.com. Okay, I'm going to take my first caller. Hi, you're on the air with Ann. Who am I speaking with?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, my name's Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
So nice to hear your voice.
Hi. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you just now.
Oh, it's okay. I'm sorry.
Can you hear?
Is this okay?
Yeah, that's better. We have a rainstorm here, really bad.
Oh no.
Yeah. So I'm just listening. I would like a message from my angel, but I'm going through a lot right now, and I don't know if I should ask a question or just see what they say.
Well, we could. I can do both. Let's see what they have to say.
Okay.
So 1 minute. I'm seeing right now, as I go into your message, I usually right away, if I receive anything, is this something they want you to see right away, Debbie? So I see this beautiful golden light around you right now. It's like they put like this artist's canvas up. You know how artists have a palette like with colors?
Yeah.
And then they put this, they showed me instantly, they put a blank slate and they splashed it with the color gold. And
wow.
It looks like they want to give you a really nice, gold is like a real, like a cleansing color. And this is what they're showing me right now. So let me see what they have to say. One moment. And I also have an angel. She's like so magnificent. She's singing like this beautiful tune of like a really high, it's like almost like the gold, which she's trying to clear. And she's just like standing right, like, show me, she's like standing right above you. And she's like, has this
wow.
beautiful, beautiful trumpet. And she's like, after she did the high tune, and that's what she said to tell me to tell you. Okay. So, okay. Yes, you're right. There's a lot of lots that you've been going through. I'm feeling like this cloud being lifted. This huge cloud just lifted. And I think this is just, since it's not releasing for you physically, they want me to describe this to you etherically and spiritually and mentally, because that's what you're needing right now.
Okay.
So it's not coming through naturally, which is okay. It's so wonderful and beautiful that you called in to do this.
okay.
It's like almost like the gold they showed me, they were clearing your like aura, your outside beautifulness. Like you're beautiful inside and out. They're just cleansing with gold. The vibration of the ah she sang was to just totally clear your fields. Like it was
okay.
Just know that this happened as I was explaining it.
All right.
Okay. So right now they're standing where you are sitting or standing. You're being like all the flowers. I'm seeing like beautiful flower petals around you. Like there's flower energy is like really magnificent to experience. So when I usually see this, I'm showing me that try to get in around flowers, be it buying yourself flowers or just walking in the field of flowers. This clears your energy also.
Okay.
The message I'm receiving is, after this cloud lifted, is that they just want you to trust. I'm receiving, like, trust more in, like, your prayers are being heard. They're saying, like, you aren't ready yet. I don't know what that means. They're just saying not ready, but be real patient. Blessings are to you on your way. There's many new things coming your way.
Okay.
That's what I'm receiving. So you can, since I have all these beautiful beings, what question would you like to ask?
For the job that I'm in, I'm wondering if I'll be staying there or I'll be receiving another job.
Okay, one moment. I do see, I'm seeing like they're showing me like a motion of stay because there's something coming. And I don't know if
okay.
that means if you're getting a new, like maybe a new position or a, like I even heard like they said, like a promotion. But
okay.
then it seemed like it was, then it was seeming like it was something new. Like, I'm thinking you're going to be there, but there's like something, like the feeling I'm getting, that keeps, like your angel keeps showing me something new. So I'm thinking
okay.
that it's like, it's getting, you're going to be something ready for you that's really huge. And you might be like
okay.
multitasking it, but it all will merge into one thing. I don't know what that, I mean, I could tell you my opinion of what that feels, what that is.
Okay.
But what I'm feeling is from your angel is stay where you are. Something is coming, and it might be from another outside source because I keep
okay.
getting like I feel like there's a merger happening.
Okay.
And it's kind of like under the wraps. So I don't know. That's what I'm getting.
Okay. I appreciate that.
But
thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my honor. So you may want to listen to the call again, but if you can just, like, visualize this beautiful gold light that if you feel like you're under some type of pressure, just feel that the angels are singing around you, they're placing this beautiful golden light around you, and, like, hold on because there's lots of beautiful things coming your way, Debbie.
Okay. I mean, it's, you know what you're telling me? I've been hearing too before, like a promotion, like I've heard merger too, but it's so negative where I am, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I'm trying not to absorb it, but I'm such an empath. It's so hard.
Well,
you know,
the one thing I'm thinking is I felt a strong thing that it was like this other position is opening up and somebody, you're going to either bump into them and it felt like you were even like the merger thing I met felt like what I was saying is it might be like what you're doing now. And if you're feeling any type of, I mean, you want to get out of there, right? Because it is bad,
yeah.
the energy.
It's very toxic, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
so,
I don't know if it'll change. I just think it won't.
It will. And feeling I'm getting from your angels, and the you have like, I mean, just that angel came in and did the, told me the sound of the ah. She, it's like,
mm-hmm.
in this, like, I really want to say is there is something really huge coming your way. Keep it simple. Keep connecting with your angel.
Okay.
Angel beings, anybody, like if you have loved ones on the other side, if they can help you clear your energy of the thoughts of this talk, like always, like when you leave there, you know, just think of beautiful flowers that were at your feet. Like they showed me these gorgeous flowers petals at your feet. I mean, I know it
okay.
sounds kind of, I know it sounds, I don't know. It
simple.
Is simple. It is. But that's
but no, I'm willing.
Yes. And I will say my prayers and send loving beautiful, pure joy, happiness, energies your way. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Blessings
to
you.
Thank you. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hi, if you're just tuning in, this is Anne. I am host of Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Anne. And today's message was Hallelujah, All Angels Sing, an Eternal Song of Love, Joy, Peace, Happiness around the globe of the entire universe. Peace to all. We are constant with fervor on the hum of music energy, so fasten your seatbelt. Only the high, powerful energies beating throughout the entire Earth's energy system with powerful healing light, burning high energy, seeds of orangeness and bluish clearing the way, all powerful with the hand of the Father. And also today's angel word of the day the angels gave me was flow. From this charged energy of experience, build your wisdom muscle. Creativity in a moment shows the maturity of a well-played angelic harp of music that played endlessly around you. Fly like a bird and let the song move you and play your everlasting song for always. Love your angels. When I'm not on the air, visit me at my website, connectwithyourguardianangelwithanne.com, and click on my store, my angel store. I can receive a magical, holy, sacred connection. And also, I post angel messages of the new day there. I also would love to hear any angel stories, inspirational stories, miracles. I have a Facebook, especially for this. You can post there. I connect with your guardian angel at the end. And also, if you missed the episode and you're just tuning in, you can always hear my replays of today's show and previous shows at blogtalkradio.com/angelgirlanne. And I also had a beautiful prayer. This is an angel pound from my new book. Imagine yourself and take this guise as a small bee. Behold and take hold of my flower, for you have much power in those wings you see. Now relax and be free. This is a beautiful prayer that I received from Mother Mary, Blessed Mother. It's Mother Mary, come to me now as you lay your hands on me. Please remember and remove all the things in me, the negativity that clouds over me. Release it from me now in the name of my higher self. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. And remember, angels love you, I love you, and so does God. God bless everyone.